Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, fucking hell.
Merry Christmas! Jingling, 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 ling, ling. Welcome to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, my husband, Christmas Ramsey.
Christmas Ramsey?
Christmas, I am Christmas Ramsey. Welcome.
That was genuinely a mistake. Mr. Festive himself. It's the Christmas special.
It is.
Welcome to the Christmas special of Shag Married Annoyed.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope the run up to Christmas has been all right for you, not too stressful. Hope that cheeky little elf's been behaving himself in all our houses.
Do you know what, though? This is the first time we've really committed to the elf. Mm. We've done 8 years. We've gone without it. The look on his face, both of them, when they find him in the morning, is the cutest thing ever. So I'm more than happy. Actually, I haven't set it up once. So
no, you did. You did one.
Did I?
You did Minions, Banana Minions.
Oh, I drew on the bananas.
That was really good one.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it was a
copied
really good
it from
one.
Pinterest.
Yeah.
Literally, it was one of the first pictures on Pinterest.
Right.
Robin loved it, though. And actually, didn't look good.
Yeah,
they did really, really well.
You did really,
thanks
really
very
well.
Much. Thank
you. Because there's a lot of things. I saw some things where people were like, a couple of like tweets and stuff that went viral where people were like, the only people who care about your elf are your kids, so stop posting it online. And it's like, no, keep posting it online because I ran out of ideas after 3 days.
Yeah.
Please keep posting them online because it's nice to see the ideas. Don't need to say video. Don't need to say your kids' reactions. Just need to see what you did.
Yeah, just ideas. That's all it is. I've seen a good one about We. Mm-hmm. So there's like, somebody showed us it. It might be in the gardener, actually. I can't remember. And
sorry, just to interrupt you. Not important to the story. Carry on.
Oh, I'm trying to remember because I might get him to send it again.
God, right.
So there was one and there were three little cups.
Right.
And they were all apple juice, obviously. But one of them, the elves were pretending that they'd like peed in it.
Right,
and
okay.
And they had to taste it to see which one was piss.
The kids had to taste it to see which one was piss. Sorry.
Okay, in hindsight, it sounds horrendous.
I'm not doing that at all.
Oh,
hey, Merry Christmas, kids. Hey, Mom, Dad, can you remember that Christmas where your maid would drink piss? Yeah, I do remember the Christmas.
Magic elf piss.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, what if it gives them superpowers?
Well, good. I'd love that. I'd love it if my kid had superpowers.
Yeah.
Listen. Don't be stressing this Christmas. I'm not stressing this Christmas.
No.
Look at us. No, I'm
although
not.
We did just have a 15-minute conversation about is the dining table big enough and how am I going to extend the dining table?
I don't give a fuck.
That was upsetting.
Because Chris can't deal with... I said I would sit up on the island. Me and my sister, we will sit up on the island. Oh, hang on.
What?
The penny's just dropped because you'll have to make sure the kids are okay at the table.
No, it's not that. I just want everyone, you know, much like fucking... Clark Griswold, I want a big family Christmas. I want everyone sitting at the same table. I don't want half of the people across the kitchen in the...
Just be me and my sister and a bottle of champagne.
No.
No, I'm going to have... That's where I want my Christmas dinner.
I'll sit upstairs in the office. How about that?
Great.
I'll sit upstairs
good
in the office.
Good for you. Good for you.
Or I could sit at the pub round the corner. That might be good. There we go. That solved all the problems. I'll sit at the pub round the corner with my dinner, brackets, pat of crisps, and you...
Are you going to go at the pub?
No.
At lunchtime?
No, I don't like it. No.
You used to, didn't you?
Years ago.
Oh, did your dad not still do that? No.
The pub's bloody shut, don't they, anyway?
I'm sure they do. Open for a couple hours.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. Listen, anyway, whatever you end up doing for your Christmas, enjoy it.
What I was saying is, just don't. It's not worth the stress.
No.
I got myself really stressed last year, and I remember I spent loads of money on like table settings because I wanted it to look really perfect. I think I just got it in my head. I think I'd been on Instagram too much and I wanted this really perfect. Remember I bought all that shite?
Yeah, there's a big box of it. Yeah.
Well, it's getting used again, which is great.
Yeah, once you get the gravy off it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of it covered in gravy. Lost some of the napkins. Awful.
Well, the thing is, Chris, to be honest with you, when it came to the day, I was so busy running after the kids, doing loads of shit. I forgot loads of it. And you know what? Everyone ate the dinner. Everyone was fine.
Yeah.
So what's the point? I'm not stressing. I'm literally, ordered with meats. You're going to pick them up on the 23rd. Thank you very much. And I'm just going to the local supermarket for all me veg and that. I've wrote me list.
No.
What, man?
No, I think everyone would have a better Christmas if you went out and foraged our vegetables out in the wild.
Last year.
Fully organic. Don't be lazy and buy them from
the shop. I was in Marksies for about four hours.
It's not foraging.
Oh, shit. It was awful.
What's the point anymore?
It was horrible,
if you're not
going
to put the effort in, what's the point? If you're going to go to local soup, you would be telling me next that you're going to get frozen roast potatoes.
Oh, my God. Are you taking the piss?
What?
You just said to me about half an hour ago when I'm writing my list.
Yeah.
And I'm writing all the stuff and I need like the goose fat and all that for the potatoes. And you were like, why don't you just use frozen? No.
It was a test. It was a test.
Oh, God.
Right? I've put it in
not
your
head. I love frozen roast potatoes, but just not on my Christmas
genuinely,
dinner.
I'm taking the piss. I don't know how you can be arsed, and thank you in advance for even bothering to cook a Christmas dinner.
I genuinely do appreciate it.
Okay, well, I do appreciate
my
it.
My mum's done
much.
The gravy.
Yeah, she's already done the gravy, which
is
weird.
She was just cooking random joints of meat.
Do you know why? Because she's fucking... I'm telling you right now, your mum is having a cup full of gravy in the house every day before bed.
Probably.
I'm telling you, your mum, I'll do the gravy. There'll be litres of it. She'll come round on the day with one gravy boat, go, yeah, I didn't get much. You did. You've been drinking it. We know. Sandra, we fucking know you've been drinking that gravy and dip. You've been buying baguettes from the co-op around the corner and you've been dipping baguettes in that gravy. And our dinner's going to be dry as fucking sticks, you greedy cow.
That's a dinner, that, isn't it? Just a warm baguette
and
a pot of gravy.
Bread and dripping.
Oh,
bread and
God.
Dripping.
Yes, please.
Listen,
I'm
anyway,
starving.
Enough of this. Enough of this fat pig talk, right? Let's crack on. It is episode 249.
Crackers.
Oh, you nodded at us when I said crack. Crackers. Are you writing crackers on your list?
I don't think I've got any.
Pollen crackers.
You've got
Taskmaster sent us some. Sent us some Taskmaster crackers. We're going to do them. They'd be great. Robin tried to open them this morning. That was fun. Listen.
All of our advent calendar's gone, by the way.
Yeah.
Rafe's ate all his. He's ate all mine. He's ate all yours.
Has he ate all mine, has he?
Yeah. No, there might be about 3 dates left of yours, but literally, the kids, he's mad. He's me. When I was younger. But he wakes up, he's like, I want my chocolate calendar.
Yeah.
I want my chocolate calendar.
Yeah, he's a greedy little
fucker. So I just give in. I thought, don't care.
Well, that's because your mum's been giving in. While we've been on tour, your mum's been giving in and letting him have whatever he wants. So we'll come back to a fucking tyrant, Tyrion Lannister, running around.
Oh, he is like, he is.
Yeah, not Tyrion Lannister. What's the dickhead one called? What was the little bastard?
Who?
Joffrey Lannister.
Oh, Joffrey.
Tyrion was the cool one. He's a little Joffrey Lannister running around the house, taking everyone's advent calendars and being a right prick.
I might start calling him Joffrey behind his back.
Joffrey.
And he's meant to be the good one.
Who? Rafe? No chance. Neither of them are good. Listen, it's episode 249. One last shout out. Thank you to everyone who came on the tour. It was amazing. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here. What?
High five.
Low five.
We did it, babe.
There we go. We did the tour. It was awesome. The last two nights in Newcastle were phenomenal. Thank you so much to everyone who came. You know who you are. You know you were there. It was mint.
Because just to add to that, sorry, I know you want to get on, but I keep talking.
Sorry.
There is a horrible thing about putting a tour on sale and thinking that nobody's going to
come. It's terrifying, especially arenas.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking...
Just a cheeky little 10,000 people at each venue.
Big rooms when they're empty. They're really big when they're empty. But thankfully, everyone, you know, will pack those arenas every night. You guys pack those arenas every night. So thank you so much. Now, for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Oh.
This week's sponsor is...
It is a Christmas kind of sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Traumatizing your kids for a Grinch video. hey, oh, hey, you excited for Christmas, kids? Oh, daddy's just putting this camera in the corner, don't mind me. Oh, there's probably your uncle coming in dressed as the Grinch. Oh, he's going to steal the presents. We're going to put it on Instagram. Yay! Mm-hmm. One of two ways that those videos end. One is, look at how feral my kid is. Mm-hmm. He's kicking and punching, biting and headbutting this Grinch. Or, look at me kid crying in the corner. Yeah. Isn't this hilarious?
I don't like stuff like that.
Stop it.
You would think we would because we've got a really dark sense of humour.
Yeah.
But I don't like kids stuff like that. I just think it's just a bit cruel.
The magic of Christmas, not a Grinch. I mean, to be fair, some of them, those kids fucking go for that Grinch.
I've seen loads of them this year. Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I just feel like the elf came from America. Everything we do comes from America. Halloween comes from America. Let's nip this fucking Grinch video thing in the bud, eh? Because did you see one of them where one kid goes mental and he's like punching the fuck out the Grinch. The Grinch slips over, lands on the kid, and there's another kid behind the curtains just crying his eyes out. And I'm like, and you still posted that video. So the carnage after that, you probably had to, whip the mask off and go, look, it's just your Uncle Terry or whatever. It's blatantly Uncle Terry, 100%. And then you still posted the video.
My Uncle Terry used to dress as Santa every year. Funny you should say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Still might. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell the kids. What was I going to say? Yeah, another thing, right? Okay, this is just me. And I know it's kind of, whatever. Santa coming to the people's doors. Find that a bit weird.
I feel like stick with the narrative.
Can we not? I know there should be set rules in place.
Stick with the narrative. Just keep it across the board. Yeah.
Just stick with the. You know.
Don't be taking your kids to six or seven different shopping centres to see six or seven. No. What we're doing here? Mm-hmm. Have a narrative. Stick to it.
Let's just, because I always just think, imagine if our next door neighbour's got Santa, right?
Yeah.
Right? And Robin seeing him out the window and he's like, Santa's next door. And I'd be like, oh my God. And he just walks past our house and why is he? I'd be like, well, because we didn't fucking book him, did we? Like, sorry, son. But it's just.
Well, I would go, well, remember this morning when you lost your temper?
Oh, no.
That'll be why.
Well, there you go. That'll traumatise him like the Grinch.
You know how you won't come to jiu-jitsu with your dad? Probably why. He's probably heard. Probably heard. That's horrible, isn't it? I'm joking.
But Robin asks so many questions.
Yeah.
So many questions. Every film you watch as well. We watched Home Alone the other day and it was absolutely lush. Rafe was at your mum and dad's and it was just me, you and Robin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And me and Chris were crying because we'd just finished the tour. We're an emotional come down and it was dead nostalgic and it was lush and we were both a bit tearful. It was really nice. Anyway. Just so many questions, Robin. Yeah.
Spot what I don't like about Home Alone. What I really don't like. I feel like we should.
Santa who gives him Tic Tacs.
No. I'm Santa's helper. That one's fine. I think that does a lot of help. That when he says, I know you're not the real Santa, but I know you work for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go, right. That, yeah.
Robin didn't ask him.
Much like one of Saddam Hussein's body doubles back in the '90s.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Great reference. How the remake films and the remake songs, the remaster them. Mm-hmm. We should get every single copy. They should go into Disney Plus, and they need to make that glass of milk that is left out for Santa at the end of Home Alone. They need to CGI the milk out of that glass. Because that glass, when the camera whips round, Kevin gets up in the morning, he runs downstairs to see there's no presents, but you can't really see the bottom of the tree, but there's no extra presents. And that carrot is still there, and the glass of milk is still full. Someone needs to go into Disney Plus. Hackers, if you're listening, get yourselves into Disney Plus.
Right.
CGI that milk.
Nobody's ever noticed that.
But
what if he wasn't thirsty anymore?
So he drinks next door's milk, but he doesn't drink our milk. Eh? Is that because they get the good blue top milk, ma'am, and we get that shitty red top stuff? Eh? Is that because we put oat milk out again, ma'am? You hipster fuck. Like
you can say anything to kids though, can't you?
Oh yeah. But listen, I'm telling you, we need a CGI. Robin next year will go, Santa didn't drink that milk. I'm telling you.
He would be the kid who would.
You would. I thought he was gonna notice it yesterday. That's reindeer on the roof, Rosie.
Open that door because I'm actually waiting for parcels.
For Santa?
No.
Is it Santa?
No, just that one. We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Come on. Over fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells, that's enough of that.
Just fucking slung the bells in the corner.
That's the bell that Chris and I have to pretend that we can't hear.
Yeah.
When our kids ram it in with ears.
Yeah.
Oh, they've not got sick of that either, have they?
No. That's still very much a thing. Can you hear this? I almost think they think, yeah, you can fucking hear this.
Yeah, they don't.
Do you know how hard it is to not grimace while they're shaking a bell inside me fucking ears?
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's rough.
Bit of a treat for you this week with it being a Christmas special. We're not going to do a beef. We've not got any shite to talk about. Mm. We're just going to crack on because I've got loads of questions from the public.
Christmas questions from the public,
yes.
Get in.
So let's just crack on, Chris.
Shall we? Yes. Yeah. Let's not have... Because you know what? We managed to get through that tour together unscathed without being at each other's throats constantly.
We had one argument half an hour before we went on stage, but that was it.
That was at Sheffield.
It wasn't really an argument. I just lost my shit a little bit, didn't I?
You see, right, so to let you all behind the curtain a bit here, Rosie did sort of, quote-unquote, lose her shit in Sheffield, started shouting and screaming. You kind of attempted to smash up the dressing room.
I know, but I couldn't.
In the most reserved point. So imagine, she had her clothes hanging on the clothes wheel. She was like, fucking sick. Fuck this! And I can't remember what it was. It was just stressful and arguing and something about the kids. And she had all her clothes on a clothes wheel and she stood in front of them and went, God fucking sick! And basically slapped the clothes from hand to hand so they just skidded right to left down the clothes wheel. And you were like, fucking fuck.
You look terrified. I'm not being funny.
I wasn't terrified. I was stifling a laugh because it was the most pathetic kickoff that I've ever seen in my life. I was like, is she going to pick the bin up, throw it across the room? Is she going to smash a telly? Is she going to go proper rock and roll? No, you just basically... I mean, it looked almost like you were just trying... I've seen people hit rugs.
Right, okay.
I've seen people hit rugs to get the dust off them harder than you did that. But you reserved yourself because it's
and
not
And then
it's
I,
not
I calmed
you.
Down. I was just... I miss the kids. Yeah. It's hard leaving the kids. But anyway.
Yeah.
Done now. Done.
Done. And that's why we're not having a beef this week because, you know, careful.
Just be, yeah, watch yourself.
So, without further ado, it's time for questions from the public.
Christmas edition.
Public. The Yuletide public. The merry public.
Oh, nice.
The carol singing public. As always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Rosie, take away the Christmas special questions.
Hello, Ramses. I hope this email finds you well. Now, before I start, please keep me anonymous as, although I technically did nothing wrong, I could get in a lot of trouble.
Wow. I'm already intrigued.
This could also be of Rosie's Mysteries.
Ooh, are we going to Rosie Mystery it?
We can do, yeah.
Okay.
Let me take you back to the start of my career. I work with animals, and one of the great passions of mine is raising as much money for wildlife charities as I can through my job.
Oh, good for you.
One Christmas... we decided to create and sell some Christmas cards that had been painted by our extremely friendly meerkat.
Oh, shit. Okay. Mm. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
You could have given me a few guesses there and I would not have got a meerkat. Okay. This is good.
We would get him and he would run all over the animal safe paint and print his paws all over the cards.
Right. Okay.
Isn't that cute?
No. I'm a little bit disappointed. I mean, I genuinely thought he was holding the brush.
No. They're just putting the paint on his paws. But no, I think that's really sweet.
But he's not painting a fucking picture though, is he?
Kind of is.
No, he's running around with paint on him. He's made...
I don't think meerkats can paint.
Look, right, it's Christmas, the time of miracles. This is a Rosie's Merry Mystery. When you said painted by our meerkat, yes, I might be stupid, but I have let myself down. I am disappointed.
It's actually painted.
The ones on the advert, they
don't,
go to cinema.
It's not like the ones on the advert, as brilliant as they are, Sergey and all the gang, they're not real.
Still though. They've got little hands. I thought at least he might just be...
I'm fucking hold it. Stop it. Right.
I've just got myself to blame.
They were such a huge success. We sold so many, and even better, the money went straight to charity.
Cool.
Please remember that when I tell you the next bit.
Oh, God.
Our friendly meerkat was getting bored and frustrated making the cards. It wasn't fair on him to force him to do it.
Yeah.
Then it hit me. A genius idea. Now, over the years... animals that have died of various health reasons, mainly old age, are kept in a freezer until we have a full one to send off to be incinerated. The year previous, we unfortunately lost one of our meerkats to old age.
Oh, no.
I got myself a hacksaw.
No way.
And the frozen body of the meerkat.
No.
And after some, in brackets, harder than expected sawing, I had the
fucking
foot.
Fucking hell!
I used it to create many more meerkat cards, raising lots of money for a local charity. Yes. I totally forgot to do the Rosie's Mysteries. I'm sorry. I just completely gave it away. Yeah.
Dad, I'm glad I would never got that. So, I mean, I'm glad that the other meerkat didn't have to do it anymore, because bless him.
The other meerkat got sick.
Fine. And you didn't make him do it. That's great.
Didn't want to do it. But there was such a success. They raised so much money for charity. So he decided to go and hack one of the dead meerkat's paws off and do it himself.
Dead. There's nothing wrong with it. It's dead. It's not cruel. I just don't think I could have done that. I don't think I could do that to an, like dismember a dead animal to make cards. And the people who buy the cards...
All the money was going to charity.
Oh, that's absolutely fine. But some people have cards that are tainted with death.
But listen to this. It says, yes, I feel bad, but it was for the greater good. I do hope people didn't realise that all the prints were from just a front left paw. To this day, I feel awful thinking someone has that card up as pride of place when it was actually created from a dead, severed meerkat.
Oh my God. That's... So fucking it's dark grim.
It. I love it.
That is so
I
grim.
Absolutely love it.
Oh man, well done raising money though. Fuck me.
Exactly.
Oh wow. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I shall set the scene. Myself, my husband, now ex, and our 7-year-old daughter had just travelled back to Gatwick Airport after a short stay in Lapland and seeing Father Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
Loosely. Very, very loosely related to Christmas.
Right, okay.
Kind of the only mention of Christmas in the whole story.
Right, okay. I understand.
May have just typed in Christmas in the search bar of the emails. Doesn't really have anything to do with Christmas.
That's really fine. Like fine. Gremlins or, you know...
Yeah. Nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah, a couple of other films where there's a momentary mention of Christmas and it gets thrown in.
I think they do it deliberately.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think films do it deliberately. I think they have one scene that's Christmassy just to get the film... On like the Christmas, you know what
I mean? Well, yeah, I mean, so it comes back again and again each year. Yeah. It's genius. Yeah. Imagine, look at Mariah Carey.
Oh, I know.
Tell you what.
I know. Laughing ourselves at the bank she is. As it's so cold out there, we were all wrapped up with around 8 layers of clothes on each. Anyway, we were on the packed airport bus travelling back to our car. My husband was halfway up the bus and my daughter and I were at the front. Standing squashed in by people in cases, they couldn't get to the luggage rack. My daughter was clutching her precious teddy bear, Rosie, to her, and she nudged me and said, I've been sick. It wasn't obvious to me where, and I hadn't heard her or seen any signs of distress at all, so I said, where? She looked down and said there, meaning down the front of her coat. Well, I shouted to my husband and said, can you take Rosie and pass me some baby wipes? I literally had to throw Rosie up the bus, the doll. Yeah. Unbeknown to me, Rosie was wearing most of the vomit.
Oh!
And as Rosie flew through the air, so did the vomit. I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
So, right, so, when you started telling the story, I heard 8 layers, I heard cold, I heard packed on the bus.
Yeah.
So packed that the dad's at one end and they're at the other, and there's luggage everywhere.
Yeah.
Was it the other day where you were in the car and someone went past us in a car and all the windows in the car were steamed up and there was about 5 people in the car? And I went, it fucking makes me so uncomfortable when I say your car where it's all steamed up, and because I know how clammy everyone in the car is. So I'm thinking of that in my head and I'm thinking, what would make it worse? I'm thinking a little kid being sick is disgusting, but now a vomit drenched teddy being fucking lamped down the bus. I would scream, carry on.
As Rosie flew through the air, so did the vomit. People were ducking and weaving about to try to avoid being hit.
Fuck off.
One woman started screaming, they're sick in me hair. Others were asking for baby wipes to clean up their clothes.
Passing them down the hall.
Whilst I'm embarrassingly handing out baby wipes up and down the bus apologising.
What the fuck, God? Oh, nah.
I'm willing the bus to get our stop. I clean up my daughter the best I can in the little space we had and feel things are calming down a little and a few people have got off. So the embarrassment is starting to subside a little.
Oh, God.
This little voice says, excuse me, could I have a wipe? My stop is next and there's sick all over the handle of my case, so I can't pick it up.
Oh.
Horrendous. I hand her what is left of the packet and apologise profusely. Finally, we get off the bus and Rosie is made to travel in a bag till she can be washed, much to my daughter's horror. And this was actually years ago. So talking about our daughter, she's 25 now and Rosie is still sitting on her bed, clean, I might add.
Oh, God. Just a cuddly toy with vomit on it, just spinning through the air.
Awful, isn't it?
And flicking it on everything. Like, it's that thing, like, when there's nothing worse than when your kid is sick in public. I don't think we've encountered the kids, touch wood, I don't think we've encountered our kids being sick in public. It's always in cars and stuff.
I'm sure I have. Do you remember when we had everyone round on the 23rd of December a couple of years ago?
Right.
I think it was 2019, Robin vomited everywhere.
Did he?
Do you remember?
No.
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, in the front room.
Oh, right, okay.
And just literally where everyone was sitting and he just spewed and I was like,
but at least that's in your own house. I can't imagine being much. It's that thing. It's like even when your kid's kicking off in public, like if it's a restaurant or something, your kid's crying or screaming or something, you're so, like if you're not a total arsehole, you're so aware of the fact that you're annoying and upsetting other people and possibly ruining their day. And even just your kid being sick, you're like, oh, thank God. Like she must have thought, thank God that didn't go on anyone. Fucking nightmare.
Awful. I would be devastated if somebody's vomit went on me. And
off something as ridiculous as throwing a toy.
That would tip me over the edge.
That didn't need to be thrown.
I think I'm more bothered about vomit than I am about shit.
Really?
I think I am. I don't know.
Scenario. You're on that God. Bus. Right, you're standing on that bus, right? Right. You are, you've got your case in between your legs. Yeah. You're hot, right? You've got like loads of jumpers. You've just undone your
like
coat.
That,
you're sweating.
That winter hot.
Winter hot, where you know you're running around. You're running around outside in the cold, and you pop into the shop, and the shop, the heat is on full pelt. You're fucking sweating. Yeah. You've just undone your coat, right?
Right.
You've got your arm up, holding onto the thing on the bus, and you've got your case wedged in between you, right? You know, you're going side to side as the bus goes. You're trying to give a hold. That teddy gets thrown at you. Mm-hmm. It's got sick on it. It hits you square in the chest, and some of it flicks up onto the bottom of your cheeks, a little bit in your mouth, and some on your nose and face.
Oh, fuck off, Chris. This is horrible.
Right?
You're going to ask
and
us
you smell
if I'd rather it was
Parmesan
shit
cheese, right?
Yeah, awful.
Of the sick.
I hate sick.
Okay, and you look, and you're like, oh my God, what's that? And it's a little bit wet. It's cold. It's quite wet. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Scenario two.
Oh, God.
Exactly the same. It's a diarrhea-filled nappy, and it wallops you in the chest, and it flicks up. And it's warm on the bottom of your chin, and you can smell diarrhea. Which one do you want?
Diarrhea.
Lads, come on in. She's opted for diarrhea. Lads, bring it in. Bring it in. She's opted for the diarrhea. Good, yeah. Put the sick back. It's the
can
diarrhea.
Can I see the
one.
Kid that it came from,
nah,
please?
Don't worry.
I want to see what the kid looks
multiple
like.
Multiple kids. We've been collecting this for some time.
Oh, God.
And we've just heated it up. Totally unrelated note. We are going to need a new microwave.
Weirdly, if it's not like bug related, that's awful. By the way, I really hate vomit.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like, different things trigger you.
When Rafe was vomiting in the middle of the night,
yeah,
I was just like, oh God, like rubbing his little back. But and obviously we were halfway through the tour.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't get ill. Like, but me being sick, it was horrible. That was such a horrible position to be in. And I cuddled him all night, but I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be sick.
Can't believe you didn't get that, by the way.
I know.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Somebody was looking over us this tour, like, because... Yeah.
It'll hit you Christmas Eve.
Well, I don't care. As long as fuck it. Who cares?
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. I'm a gay male and have BBE, big ball energy.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did
I. A gay male. Gay male was weird. Gay male.
Why is that weird?
I've never heard gay male before. It just didn't sound like a real word. So he's a gay fella.
Yeah.
And he's got BBE, big ball energy.
Big ball energy.
What is?
I don't like to brag, but my testicles are huge.
Oh, right. I thought it stood for something. He just means he's got big knackers. Fair enough.
And I'm proud of them.
Okay.
When I was young, I met up with a kinky guy. He had a bed that levitated off the floor, which was on some kind of platform, which moved up and down.
Sorry?
Told you he was kinky.
A levitating bed?
Yeah, that moved up and down.
Who's this? Tony fucking Stark?
Well, hey, who knows?
Tony Stark bollock naked, yeah, by the end of the night,
exactly.
Wasn't he?
We started kissing and one thing led to another. He then opened a box and presented me with a cock ring. I'd never seen or used one before and it reminded me of a napkin holder you see at dinner parties.
Again, like... But who else? I would go, is that new? That you opened a box and presented us with a cock ring, right? So is it a brand new box? Has he brought the seal and has he opened a box with a new cock ring in? Or has he gone, this is the cock ring everyone wears when they come here?
Cock rings do? Do they make you last longer?
I've got no idea what cock rings do, but I'm 99% sure they go around your balls and penis, which I can't imagine being a fun thing to do.
I don't.
Well, lead on.
Straight away, I thought, this isn't going to fit. He's got massive balls, hasn't he?
Yeah, so it goes around. I think it goes around balls, and which I don't know why that. I do not know why that happens.
When does sex become that boring?
you've got to add. It's obviously the first date with the guy, and he's gone cock ring.
Yeah, you look shit.
You look like you need a cock ring.
Yeah.
You look like you need an aid.
But
like,
do you not find it as well? You know when? Sorry to digress. We will get back to the cock ring. I promise you. Listen. Go anywhere.
Do you know they say that on Desert Island Discs all the time?
What, we're going to get back to the cock ring.
Diary of a CEO. He's often telling people, "Don't worry, we're digressing, but we will get back to the cock ring.
Don't leave.
Yeah.
When like 18, 19 year olds are like, and then we use this, and you're like, really?
Already?
Yeah. Is it not exciting enough to just have like juice on demand and like, I don't know. When does it get that shit straight away?
For that, like, to use a really boring analogy for this cock ring thing. So him going, right, we're kissing, right, let's have sex. You need to put this cock ring on, by the way. That's the sex equivalent, like immediately saying, right, you need this thing.
Yeah.
That's the sex equivalent of, have you ever made someone a meal and you put the meal down and they immediately grab salt and pepper and fucking lather it all over and you go, well, I've done that.
You tasted it. Yeah, no, you're right.
I did that in the pan.
In his defense, met up with a guy. When I was young, I met up with a kinky guy. Right. So he's met him a few times. So
This might be the fifth go or something. I realised last time you're in need of a cock ring. Right, look, I'm going to have to Google what a cock rings do.
Well, hear this. Okay. Listen.
Hear
ye, hear ye. The cock ring was a solid metal ring. And I thought I'd give it a go.
I don't understand how it can be solid, but carry on.
Whilst popping one ball in at a time, I felt a slight pain, but thought nothing of it. It took a few attempts, and finally we managed to get it on.
Horrendous.
Would you like to wear one of them?
No. Again.
I think that would upset you.
It would massively upset us. And I don't want to end up like one of the people in the emails who have to turn up at fucking A&E at 3 o'clock in the morning going, oh, sorry, I'm a dirty sod. Couldn't get me balls in here. Well, sir, did you not... stop once you put the first ball in and it hurt. Did you not just think, I'll not put the second one in? Oh no, I'm just a maniac and I just hide both balls in it with metal ring.
I know, metal, not even stretching.
Me life's not exciting. Fucking hell. I thought they were rubber. I told you, didn't
you
I?
You can get rubber ones.
They were the Durex released ones and they had a vibrating bit on, so you'd put it on and it was...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Jeez, the metal cock, like a fucking curtain ring. Like
it might have been a curtain ring. It might have been a curtain ring. Fast forward a few months, I was watching a TV programme explaining about the importance to check yourself regularly for lumps and bumps.
Yep.
Next time I was in the shower, I checked and lo and behold, I found a lump.
Oh no.
I made an appointment to the doctors and then went for an ultrasound. It turned out to be a cyst the size of a 50 pence piece.
Good God.
Half inside my testicle and half sticking out.
Oh my. How?
The doctor ensured me it was fine and I could leave it. I had just started dating a guy and felt very self-conscious of the lump and went back to the doctors about having it removed.
Oh.
After a little time, I had the cyst removed and it all went downhill from there. After the operation, my already massive balls went even bigger. Literally the size of a watermelon between my legs due to the swelling, yeah.
Oh, you poor bugger.
To make matters worse, after 2 weeks, the swelling should have gone down, but found out I had a hematoma. A collection of blood outside the blood. I had one on my C-section scar, remember? Oh, when it bossed.
I remember when it popped, yeah. It was a good day in the office.
Yeah. Basically, it hadn't healed properly and my balls were huge, red and bruised.
Gee whiz.
It was now New Year's Eve and I was in so much pain, I made a trip to A&E. Oh. The hospital gave me a bed and at 6 a.m. At 6 a.m, I was walking to 8 doctors, all standing around wanting to look at my huge swollen balls and hematoma.
Happy New Year. May all acquaintance be forgot. Now get out your huge balls so we all can have a look at your huge balls.
After a few prods and inspecting my balls, all 8 doctors, in brackets, I think some were students, finished writing things down on clipboards and walked off. After being stitched up and sent home, yes, they literally sewed up my ball, I was feeling sorry for myself and looking down at my bruised testicles, I thought they looked like a Christmas pudding. I used my creative skills and took a photo on my phone and printed out a photo to make a collage. My black and blue swollen balls were the Christmas pudding. I added flames, holly, a fireplace with hanging stockings and even a robin.
How fucking bored. How bored do you have to be? What's my internet being cut off? Fuck me.
It was the perfect Christmas scene. I saved it and sent it to my friends and family the following year and no one was none the wiser.
Shut up, man.
I swear to God. All hanging on display in their homes amongst their Christmas cards, with me saying, Merry Christmas with a smirk on my face. Update on the balls. They are fine and still big.
Wow.
So there you go.
You've totally skirted over that.
Yeah.
His friends and family had in their house a picture of what they thought was just a Christmas card of a Christmas pudding. And it was his bollocks.
It was his balls, yeah.
That's incredible.
Isn't that awful?
I feel like you've really skirted over that. That's the main bit.
Well, you kept fucking digressing and singing and not letting us get to the end.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to add a bit of Christmas cheer to the story of the man with the mutilated bollocks. Love.
I was trying to get to the end.
That's amazing. Oh, I mean pervert. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Okay, now remember that I said they are very loosely Christmas related.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. We're used to that now, yeah.
None of them had anything to do with Christmas.
Oh, yeah, have you had a Christmas bollock, yeah?
Oh, I suppose, yeah. Hi, Chris and Rosie. A few years ago when I was 19, my friend who was a beauty therapist asked if I could help her out at her salon during the Christmas rush.
Christmas rush at a beauty therapist's, okay.
Yeah.
Now, beauty therapists do... That's not hair and stuff. Is that like... Oh, we're talking about waxing and stuff.
Yeah, but I think this is... So hang on. I agreed and turned up on Christmas Eve in my festive jumper ready to spend the day washing hair.
Oh, okay. So it might just
obviously our friends are beauty therapists. Yeah, but some places, some hairdressers have like a beauty therapist upstairs.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Or like in another room.
If my mate asked me to turn up on Christmas Day...
Christmas Eve, sorry.
And wash a load of... Some people are really good friends to other people.
Yeah.
Because you would not catch me there for dust.
Would you not?
No.
Not even at 19 when you didn't have much to do.
I always had stuff to do.
Oh,
busy.
I didn't.
I've always been busy.
Oh, I never did. I was probably one of them people who used to help people out.
Nicer person than me as well.
Yes,
I
am.
There it is. Yeah. Got to the bottom of it.
All was going well until this man who looked like Carl Pilkington walked in. Naturally, I assumed he was someone's partner coming to collect them. Oh, how I was wrong.
Oh.
Next minute, the salon owner comes over and says, this is Paul. Please can you give him a wash? I started laughing as this man had a head that looked like an egg with a few strands of hair scribbled on.
Oh. Oh, no.
The salon owner then gave me a stern look and said, "Hurry up now. We've rushed off our feet today." Paul goes to sit down on the chair, then grabs my arm and looks me directly in the eyes and whispers, "Don't forget the massage."
Oh, God. So he's right.
So there I stood looking down at this man's head thinking, where do I start? I switched the water on and started to give him a rinse, slowly adding a bit of shampoo onto his head whilst attempting to make polite conversation. He's got no hair.
So that's the thing. So as a man with hair, I never, ever, 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 even me good mates, I never take the mick out of anyone for being bald the way other people do.
No.
I find it unfair. I know how much blokes who lose their hair take it really personally.
Absolutely.
And I genuinely never, you'll never catch us, taking the piss out of someone. So I sort of bit my tongue a bit there. But a bald guy coming in for a shampoo at the thing, is she take the piss? Is this not the sort of beauty therapy equivalent of go next door and ask, go to the science teacher next door and ask for a long wait?
No, I promise you.
Taunt and pain.
I promise you. Well, it will all...
Spirit level bubbles.
It will all become clear.
Right, okay.
Right?
Okay.
He's gone in for his Christmas Eve head wash and massage.
Massage. The massage, it is nice when someone massages your scalp. Like, it's always weird.
It is lush, isn't it?
Yeah, weird. I can't get on board with it, but I've had a couple before and they are quite nice.
I quite like it. Slowly adding a bit of shampoo onto his head whilst attempting to make polite conversation. When he was finished at my station, his head resembled a shiny Christmas bauble. The hairdresser and salon owner then called him over as I stood there in disbelief. She then pretended to give him a haircut.
Fuck this.
And brushed him down and said, "All done."
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He then paid her £10 and gave me a £20 tip and a wink. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Me and my best friend have literally just left your Newcastle gig.
Ooh.
And we both agreed I have to write in about one of my most mortifying experiences.
Well, well, well.
This could be used as a Rosie's Mysteries if I remember to find the cliffhanger at some point. To set the scene, it was my then boyfriend's 20th birthday. I should mention he's a massive nerd. The amount of money I spent on Pokemon cards and Star Wars merch is disgusting. We got together at 17, and also just to note, he would go to a weekly Pokemon club.
Amazing.
I think I saw a Pokemon club in action.
Right.
A few months ago.
Where?
Sunderland.
Okay.
There's like this game shop.
Right.
Me and my mate Ashley took the two kids.
Right.
Because her little boy loves Pokemon cards. So we went and it was around the corner from like a games place.
Right.
There was just loads of grown men. I told you, man, they were just swapping cards and playing this weird game.
Okay.
Have I never told you that?
No. What game was it? Where was it?
Is it War of the Worlds? What's it called?
Games Workshop?
No.
Warhammer?
What's the game that they play? That game?
What? I don't know. Online?
Is it Dragons? Something in Dragons?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Might be in that.
Okay.
They're all players.
D&D. They call it D&D.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the what's
they
the game?
Very, they were very grown men. They weren't young.
Where were they? In the street or in a shop?
In a shop. It was like a cafe.
Right.
But there was loads of like, it's like a games place.
Right, so it was probably just a meetup for the, why are you acting like it was a fucking bunch of perverts? Why do women get so upset at grown blokes who like playing games?
I'm not, because I don't know, when do you not grow out of things like that?
Well, they obviously haven't.
Hmm.
Eesh.
Mm. Okay, no, I mean, each to their own, innit?
Mm.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Right. Each to their own.
Yeah.
As soon as this mic's off, you'd be like, Chris, they were fucking wankers. They look like they stunk. Look at them. And I bet you they... But honestly, the stuff she'll say, but like, each to their own, she says on here, when we finish recording, she'll turn the air blue about these poor blokes.
No, keep it rolling. Keep this mic going. I won't.
Great.
I won't, I promise you.
Yeah. Great. What do you... All right, here's a quick question.
What?
How long do you think all their fingernails were?
Oh, dead long.
Right, great, there we go. There dead she long. Is.
Stop. Does this even have anything to do with Christmas?
Right.
I don't know if it does, I can't remember.
They just came from the show and they said the idea and it's Christmas. Okay. And it gives a fucking shit.
We'd gone out for a family meal to celebrate. Then me and his parents went on to our local pub to carry on drinking. Fair to say, I was pretty mortal, in brackets, which should be considered for the rest of the story.
Okay, I'll keep it in mind. I'll keep it in mind while judging you.
We eventually went back to his house. This part is a bit of a blur, to be honest. However, we ended up having sex. At some point during this, he paused and asked me, "Will you try something?" In my drunken state, I said, Yeah, sure. Thinking it would be something that other couples would do that we hadn't. Oh, how wrong I was. What do you think you wanted to try?
So it's got to be something nerdy related. Mm. So I don't think it's a position or a certain sexual act.
This has nothing to do with Christmas.
Look, it doesn't matter. We're in now. You can't just not.
I know. All right, I will finish, but I just don't know how we got to this. Anyway, go on.
So it's got to be something that's with Star Wars or Pokemon. He's wanting her to see a certain thing from Star Wars or from Pokemon, or he's wanting her to wear something from Star Wars or from Pokemon. That's me guesses. Mm-hmm. Like Pikachu ears or something like that.
Pikachu!
That's me guess.
How'd you get Pikachu on the bus?
Pokemon. Fuck me.
I should have done that on Graham Norton Jay.
Right.
Oh, man. Right. Is that your go-to guess?
I can't remember because of that incredible joke. Yes. No, I think it's something Star Wars related. I think it's a phrase or a word.
Okay.
And it's Star Wars related.
What would be a sexy Star Wars? I don't know Star Wars very well.
Maybe he's wanting her to put fucking Princess Leia.
I am your father.
Who's your daddy? Not I am your father.
But again, 20, young, like.
Yeah, so he wants to try something, so he's in it. I can't think.
Right,
I can't.
Okay, listen.
I'm genuinely too excited to hear what it is.
Right, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You're wrong, by the way.
Great.
As I laid on his bed, you're going to kick yourself, he took a lightsaber from his wall and inserted it into my vagina.
No way!
Even 5 years later, I have flashbacks to the confusion I experienced. I also remember the confused look on his face that I was not enjoying this experience.
From his wall.
So hang on, I've got something to ask.
Yeah.
This is going to be stupid, and I think I'm already wrong, right?
Yeah.
The only ones I've ever seen
are
the ones that you flick.
The telescopic ones.
And they've come out in bits.
Now, so if he's a massive Star Wars nerd, which it sounds like
he is.
Will
it be a proper...
It's
like a... Do you know what it's like?
Yeah.
Do you know, strip lighting in offices?
Yeah.
Like a bulb. Sticking a bulb.
I mean, I doubt it's like a bulb. I imagine it's thick perspex coloured. So the ones that you flick out won't be for display. They're just for kids to play with.
Right,
so he'll have he'll have replica ones on his wall that were probably a few hundred quid that are probably... You know, I mean, they're phallic. I mean, I'm guessing you're only high in the first little bit and otherwise she's holding some kind of world record.
Why is he wanting to do that, though?
Because he loves Star Wars. And I mean, off his wall. That's the thing that upsets me the most. Did he give it a wipe before he put it back?
No, probably not.
Not shaming her here. He's definitely in the wrong.
Dusty, though. I'm sorry.
Did he give it a wipe? It needs wiped before and after.
He won't have.
Before and after.
I guarantee he won't have. To make matters worse, I found out years later from a sort of mutual friend.
No,
I'm a friend with this person.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
It's his thing and he's done it with a few people.
No.
No?
He had posted about this on Reddit. To quote his post, he stated the following. We only got to use Yoda's because none of the others would fit. And he said, and he ended with, 3 out of 10 would not Jedi again.
Would not Jedi again.
So it must be a thing.
I hate everyone.
Awful, isn't it?
I hate everyone. You dirty
this
little...
This poor girl, though. She's not had much. So, again, nothing to do with Christmas at all. I thought the further would go out.
Oh, listen, right. You got the lightsaber for Christmas. Move on.
That might be what it was. Anyway, if you wish to also disclose this incident that my friend reminded me of recently involved with my second boyfriend, feel free. As horrific as I feel writing this, my second ex-boyfriend was trying to initiate something intimate. He was laid on my stomach, basically sucking on my boob. However, he then decided to pull back and pull an innocent face and in a baby voice say, "Mommy," while looking me in the eye. In hindsight, I should have ended it there and then, but we live and learn, I guess. And that's from the lightsaber girl. Thank you.
The lightsaber holder.
Hang on, just hold this a minute. Don't ever think about Dean out like that with me.
You're joking, aren't you?
Dean, be tying us up with your jujitsu belt.
Rosie, if I could possibly tie you up with my jujitsu belt, it wouldn't be for sexual things. It would be so I could fuck off to jujitsu and leave you in the house. So there you go.
I thought we were going to say something really horrible like you wouldn't fit round us, because it probably wouldn't.
But I wasn't going to say that. And two, it absolutely would. Jesus. Look at you. Pity me. Oh, me. Listen. I'll tell you what, I'll cheer you up. I'll get the lightsaber shop.
Oh, God, no. No, thank you.
Horrible, that, like. Absolutely horrible. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. I've got a couple of Christmas icks.
Christmas icks. Let's round off the show with a couple of Christmas icks.
Okay, okay. The hot dad at school drop-off says reindeer antlers on his car. Ick.
That's it. This is why I am so fascinated with icks, because that is years, years, day in, day out, week in, week out, term after term of being the hot dad at school pickup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This man has cemented himself.
Yeah.
Probably amongst multiple women.
Them lasses will be putting makeup on to pick up.
Being the hot dad. Yeah. I feel, not even telling their husbands, oh, I don't want to go and get the kids today. You know, brackets, oh, I'm not ready and I haven't got makeup on. You go and get the kids because there's a hot dad. But I'm not saying that to you. That's all internal. And one set of reindeer antlers on the car fucking kills the entire thing.
Where's he got them?
Don't
know. Where'd you put them?
Terrible, innit? I think you put them on the front. You know how people put a red nose, you can put eyelashes on a beetle.
No.
Awful.
I know.
So he's probably got them on the front. Or maybe on the wing mirrors. But,
Just gone. Just like that.
Mate, if you're listening, you've absolutely fucked it, son. You were the hot dad, now you're just that dickhead with reindeer antlers on his car.
Yeah.
And you know what will happen? One day, you'll get too close to the car, one of them will fall off, you'll have to get out and go and pick it up off the floor. Double ick.
Double.
Look at him. Look at him picking up his reindeer antler in the rain.
Hello. New ick unlocked. Just beat the pantomime with my boyfriend. We had called him that because we have a child. However, ick is him shouting back in the pantomime.
Oh, no.
He's behind you. Oh, no, he's not. Let the man enjoy the panto, for the love of God.
I'm not having this one. If no one shouts back, you've got, for the performers.
You've got to do it. You've got to boo. You've got to hiss.
Yeah. Same reason you look at, you give the flight attendant full attention when they're doing the thing on the plane. Mm. I know the brace position and all that, but I've got to let them know I'm not ignoring them.
Yeah. We live in a small village and the community children's Christmas party is next week. None of the usual Santas are available, so my husband has offered to be the new Santa. And it says in brackets, right, it says, suppose it's helped me get festive as the new Virgin Mary. Hello, both. I recently went to church to see a choir and sing some Christmassy carols. We're not religious. Went with my boyfriend's nan and parents who are.
Lovely.
But whenever the choir finished singing and everyone clapped, my boyfriend, two rows in front of me, clapped with one palm of his hand and the top of the pamphlet of songs he was holding with the other hand. Can't describe why. Just made me feel sick.
He was just banging the thing. Just
using the pamphlet as another hand. Honestly.
Why is that, Nick?
Honestly.
Well, I'm not having that one either. I'm not having the pantomime one. Definitely the Santa one's fine. The reindeer, absolutely. I'm not having the pantomime one. And I'm not... He's got it in his hand. Where's he supposed to put it? Do you know what would happen, though? If he put that under his armpit and started clapping with two hands, he put it under his armpit before he clapped.
Listen,
every time. Ick.
You just can't win.
Exactly.
Please keep me anonymous, although I reckon he might guess it's me, lol. My ick is watching my husband untangling the Christmas tree lights, draping them round his neck. I've never been drier. That's what it says.
Why?
Just can't bear it. I think I've got an ick with you, you know, whenever we
Sorry,
do the Christmas stuff.
I've just
stuff.
Got one question. Are they on? Because if they're on, if he's got them tight, if the lights are on and they're like lighting up his neck.
I've got an ick with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, look at his face.
I refuse to believe that you don't
whenever
find me anything
we,
but 100%
so when
sexy.
We put the Christmas decorations up, Chris will get the Hoover out at least 5 or 6 times. Yeah. Just all the time. You've just got it in the background and you're putting everything up and then you'll walk off, you'll get the Hoover, you'll do a little Hoover, and you put it back and then you'll come, you'll do something else and you get the Hoover again. You just Hoover.
I'll tell you
might as well wait till the end.
I'll tell you exactly why that was. One, stuff gets transferred everywhere. There's glitter everywhere. There's little bits of the tree fall off because we've got fake trees.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept giving our children glass baubles that they continuously dropped on the floor and I had to keep hoovering up. So... right fucking back at you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just before we finish off this Christmas special, just to let you all know that the Royals Christmas card, it's never found us. Another year.
Oh, from Charles.
It's never.
We have moved house.
But I just thought it might have. got redirected or something.
So what? Sorry, remind us again.
He's the king now.
Yeah, so why? Why? In the name of God, do you think our king is going to waste time sending a card?
Because he used to, because I did the Prince's Trust thing.
I think you only get it the year you do it.
I had it 2 years running.
Did you get it both years?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And then I got invited to this. I couldn't go, do you remember?
Right? You couldn't go.
Couldn't go. I got invited to Clarence House.
Right.
I couldn't go.
Okay.
But then I just want my Christmas card.
But you should have fucking put
the
other one.
I've put the old one up.
You've put an old Christmas card up from the king.
From the prince.
From the prince.
Wasn't the king.
He's a king now.
Yeah, nobody was the prince then.
I'll tell you what. I've just got an email here. Christmas ick. When my wife puts up an old card from the king because she's a fucking knacker who doesn't get one year in, year out because she didn't keep up her royal appointments. Ick. Christmas. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's special Christmas edition of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, the end of 2023. Thanks for sticking with us this year. We'll be back next year for loads more.
Yeah, we'll be back in years next year. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.